Well, yesterday when we weighed everything up here as campaigners across the five counties that have signed the joint statement that was read out by Eoghan Brin in the Dáil last Thursday, we've looked at it, and in that statement it clearly says if we can't change this from outside as campaigners, we'll have to change it from within. And we've arrived at a position where we now believe that that's the stage we're at. So yesterday we declared our intent, and we have got that acknowledged by the Oireachtas and the registrations down there, and we've got our application form here now to form our own party.
And what would it be called?
Well, we're going to work all that out, because we know Mica is the brand, and that's very important, and a lot of people relate to that. But we also know there's an awful lot more to this than Mica. We've got Pyrotite, as well as Pyrite being the other recognised brand. So we need to look at, do we call this a defective concrete block? Or you know, what do we do? That's all for another day. Right, we've got 28 days to work all the details out. Right now, we've had to declare our intent, which is the first stage and a very important stage in the process. And not to call it soul searching, but that's where we've arrived at.
It's a blunt instrument, this, forming your own political party, because you can't guide the electorate. The electorate makes their own decisions, and you could find yourself displacing parties or candidates that are friendly to the campaign.
Yeah, and these are all the risks that we run with, Greg. But, you know, where are we at? You know, we're in a situation where we entered a process in good faith. We are absolutely in a process that sets us up for failure. We look at things like the fact 2 hours is all they're going to give us for a 2.7 billion euro scheme. We look at the fact that when we table the amendments, the chronological order of the amendments as dictated and written by the officials on the bill is how these have to be addressed mm-hmm. in the 2 hours. So if we've got something that's extremely important, but whenever it was put in the bill, it was way down towards the end of the bill.
And
we have to
race
through everything else to try to get to that.
The concern, you know, we're set up for, yeah, but who dictates the pace? Because we could have a situation where filibustering goes on. In other words, there's 2 hours there. Let's spend 40 minutes arguing the toss over something that perhaps isn't the most important of the 80 amendments. I mean, is there any way to avoid that actually happening?
Well, we had that meeting last night, and we had actually Eoghan Brin, who, in fairness, I have to say to him, has been really, really good in filling us in with how all this sort of works out, without any bias one way or the other, just telling us what the process looks like. And the more we see what the process looks like, the less powerful we are from the outside. We're going to have to get in there and make things happen. The reality is, it's set up, Greg, in a way that government won. It's just like going to Vegas here and taking your chances on the table. The House always wins. That's how it feels with this government at the minute. And the only way we can make that happen is to have, and this will not happen over just 2 years. Remember, there's 13 counties now affected. Donegal are at absolutely the leading edge on this because of the pain we're taking, where we are on the curve compared to the rest. But imagine what this is going to look like over the next 10 years. There's going to be more and more counties saying, this is absolutely terrible. Now we know what Donegal talked about. And what are we going to do? We're going to have to speak up, we're going to have to be counted, and we're going to have to field our own candidates. So I believe Donegal will be the starting point, and we will be seeing candidates fielded through the various affected counties as and when the pressure comes on them counties. And I believe that'll be sooner rather than later. This is the thin end of the wedge here.
I mean, obviously at this point, Michael, I'm reading from you that you're not optimistic that an agreeable scheme is going to be agreed. And I do notice in much of the media, the narrative is that really it's the Mica campaign is, we'll just call it that because that's, as you said earlier on, that's what was kind of known as at the moment. They're scrounging. They say, right, hold on, we want more money. It's not that we want 100% of 420. We want 100% of 480. And we all know that in this part of the world, we all know that's simply not the case. My concern is that the situation is being set up not only for the wrong decision to be made in the Dáil, but already for the public relations element of it to be in situ for when that decision is made.
Yeah, and they're working and they're planning all that in the background. We're well aware of that. We've got our own inside contacts as well. It's telling us how this is all unfolding. And that's why, you know, and it's not just today, we've learned of that. So I think when it got to yesterday, we just said to ourselves, we can take no more. I think the other very real part too is that in Donegal, we've got 37 councillors. We have got 12 Fianna Fáil. We have 4 Fine Gael. We put that out, you may have seen it already, where we're basically asking them to declare, what are they doing? Are they going along with the government that thinks we 2 hours is sufficient and that we don't need these amendments granted, bearing in mind the government tabled no amendments of their own? Mm-hmm. Or are they with the people and are they with the campaign that says we need at least 6 to 9 hours here to do this right, and we also need to see the amendments granted?
See, the problem we have is that... The problem we have is also the way this is being set up on some of the more important issues. The get-out clause for some TDs is that, well, I didn't get a chance to vote. So in other words, you can't really criticise me because it's not my fault that we didn't get to actually have a vote, or I didn't get to have my say on that amendment. Again, I'm not, by accident or design, it's being set up really quite well to allow, you know, off-ramps, escape routes, and you know, it's all really quite coincidental the way this is working out.
Yeah, like I say, the system is set up for us to fail, you know, and government to win. But what I would say, TDs, every TD had the opportunity to table amendments. So if they didn't table amendments, that tells us a lot. Our own 2 in power TDs in Donegal decided not to table amendments. That's their position. We have now gone to the councillors, and already we have Fianna Fáil councillors coming back to us to say that, no, they support our demands for at least 6 hours of amendment time and for the amendments to be granted. So this is in power councillors, both in the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parties, who are breaking ranks and coming with us to say, no, we agree, this is not good enough. And, you know, we've put that out as well to the other 4 affected counties that signed the joint statement. But like I say, I'm expecting less of a response down there. They're just further down the curve than we are. But, you know, I think for Charlie McConlogue and Joe McHugh, when they're in a position, they're meant to be our TDs for Donegal, and their own councillors are saying, guys, you've got it wrong. We need these amendments granted, and we need at least 6 hours time in the dial to get these amendments through. And we have our own government TD saying, no, we don't think that's appropriate. Yeah. There's a massive disconnect, and I think that's a real, real turning point for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in this county.
Well, that being said, you know, a large group of Fianna Fáil councillors signed a letter stating that they wanted to change the leadership of the party, and that was able to sit in the same space as us having the county having a Fianna Fáil minister. But I understand that it's important to get this stuff on the record. So briefly, Michael, can you just outline how this week goes? What's happening today and tomorrow?
Well, today is very important, Greg, because today there will be a motion tabled for additional time beyond the 2 hours. We need at least 6 hours, and that'll be the first thing. We'll either win or lose that vote today. If we win that vote today, it quite possibly would mean that you know, we won't be doing what we're planning to do tomorrow. In other words, which is a 2 hour slot, which is all government give us between 5:30 and 7:30. So if it's 6 hours, it may have to be tabled for a different day. The likelihood is we won't win that vote today, and that it'll be 2 hours tomorrow between 5:30 and 7:30. And at that, we will get probably 2 to 3 amendments out of the 80 tabled. That's as sad as the situation is. And then they'll be voted upon, and we'll either get them or we won't get them. We also have the Shannon then, which I believe is scheduled for the 12th, Tuesday the 12th. And at that, we may get some further amendments through there. But, you know...
This lands on the President's desk eventually, doesn't it, as well?
It what, sorry?
This lands on the President's desk at some point as well, presumably, does it?
I believe so, okay. But, you know, again, this is all largely token gesture stuff at that stage and rubber stamping.